Justin Mills, MILS, follow up of number 1 GI bleed, number 2 rectal bleed, number 3 external hemorrhoids, number 4 internal hemorrhoids, number 5 left knee pain, number 6 he needs to have his FMLA papers signed for another year. This is a 33-year-old gentleman. He's a welder. He does a lot of crawling, bending, sitting, and he has had issues with rectal bleeding. From time to time he uses anti-solid C for his hemorrhoids. He's seen the gastroenterologist. He was told he might need surgery, but not at this time. And he's not bleeding on a regular basis, but nevertheless he needs FMLA paper signed so he can have some days off when he's having more issues and problems. Medical problems as above medication, anti-solid HC. A review of system, GI bleed, abdominal pain off and on, the status post workup by GI, not any worse. Knee pain, has had injection by orthopedist, not interested in any more injection. Surgery, none. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, married, has 2 children here with his wife. Allergy, cephalosporin. COVID immunization, none. Today he's alert, he's awake, he weighs 210 pounds, 97%, 98, 16, 74, 133 over 71. Heart positive, small positive, 2 lungs, a clear abdomen, soft, make sure JVD skin shows no rash, there's no edema, effusion, or pain in the left knee at this time. Number 1, left knee pain, stable. Number 2, follow up with a specialist regarding knee pain. Number 3, FMLA paper signed. Number 4, more anti-solid C was given in case he needs it. Next one was internal hemorrhoids, next one was external hemorrhoids, next one was GI bleed, next number is findings discussed with patient and wife before leaving, next number is blood work is up to date. We are not doing any blood tests at this time until next year. Thank you.